Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of My Insane Menobrain, the Untamed Thoughts of Artemis North. This is a pre-recorded episode because I'm spending Sunday with my daughter. It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. But I received some criticism about why I'm making this podcast and you know, talking about these things. Ugh. Well, I'm sorry, but ugh? You know, menopause is one-third of a woman's lifespan. Think about it, one-third of your life. And not to carry on being the femnazi again, but if these numbers were happening with men and it was one-third of their life, we'd have most of these issues cleared up and have treatments for all. But it's not, so we just have to keep going. We're getting gaslit. It's just ridiculous what's happening. So I have a challenge to all you ladies. And your husbands, because let's face it, a good partner wants the knowledge so that they can be supportive of you, just as you have been supportive of them. I know my husband is. I said to a gentleman the other day when he was arguing that point, I said, really? So what are you, in the percentage of men that still don't know where the clitoris is? Yeah. So your partners need to be good partners, and let's teach them. Let's give them the knowledge. You know, my husband and I get along so much better when we understand where each of us is coming from. Anyways, let's start supporting each other. And even more, let's support the professionals that are paving a road through all of this crap and giving us the information and support that we need. Let's support them back. Let's support our sisters and let's normalize this topic. I know. I sound like I'm on a soapbox, and I am. Let's normalize it. Why is this topic taboo? One-third of our lives. And women everywhere, your mothers, your sisters, your daughters, your nieces, your friends, we're half of the population, and we are not going anywhere. I remember my mom told me that when she got her first menstrual period, like her first period, she ran home from school thinking that she was bleeding to death. My mom was born in 1927, and they did not discuss these things. So my mom talked to us about sexuality and menstruation, but she didn't really talk to me very much about menopause. I was a teenager. I was the youngest of five by the time my mom was going through menopause. And I'll be honest, I wasn't a particularly great teenager, nor was she a particularly wonderful mother. She was going through menopause, and I didn't know at the time. Since then, trust me, we have reconciled this. She had other issues happening too, but going through menopause with a teenager, I'm not interested in that. I'm glad I had my kids a little early. But anyways, let's normalize it. Let's talk about it. Don't forget the hashtag MyInsaneMenobrain. Let's discuss. Let's make sure that our daughters grow up knowing what's going to happen to them in perimenopause and in menopause. Let's keep our daughters alive and happy, shall we? I don't care what government is in power. None of them have any power over how we talk to our daughters and our little sisters. No one. That's up to us. Let's normalize it. Let's educate them. Let's educate ourselves. And let's quit being gaslit. There's ways around it. We have to find them. Let's put our own white hats on and come to our own rescue. But anyways, I'll jump off my soapbox. Tomorrow's going to be a wonderful day spent with my daughter. And we'll probably end up discussing a little bit of this, considering that she's 39. I know, scary, right? Wow. Anyways, you guys have a great day. Make your world a little bit better. Be a little crazy.
Just try your best to make it through with love.